everybody. This is Gameplay. I'm your host, Matthew Kaz. The NFL isn't the only league that you see lines jumping all over the place. It happens in every league. But with the Leafs-Vegas game, a game you can listen to right here on TSN 1050. Again, the pregame at 9:30, puck drop at 10 o'clock. Good luck to my brothers in the morning show, being able to stay awake for that game. The line has moved quite a bit. And joining me now, who covers all things betting, whether it's NFL, NHL, or baseball for coverage.com, it is Josh Inglis. Josh, thanks so much for joining the show today.
Matthew Kaz, thanks for having me on. The last time we were talking, you were relegated to your duties inside in quarantine. So I just want to know, the real question is, did you learn any dirty secrets about your neighbors?
Let's see. The neighbors to my right are doing massive renovations to the point where I had to go somewhere else to do yesterday's show because the drilling was too loud. So that's the main thing that I've really, because I know most of the secrets. I know who, the ones who party. I know the ones who get drunk. Actually, that's most of them is me. But yeah, my neighbors to the right, they're doing some serious renos.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. It's probably better than, probably not as good, actually, as my neighbor blasting Hypnotize right now, but we do with what we can.
Yeah, well, hey, here's the rule. As long as there's no meth lab, you're doing well. That's advice from my grandfather before he passed away. Very odd, specific final words. So, Josh, the Maple Leafs, yesterday I see them at plus 105 in their game tonight in Vegas. Now I see them at minus 125. There hasn't been new players put in COVID protocols. There haven't been backup goalies who have been announced as the starters. Do you have any idea what the hell's going on?
Short answer, no. I really don't. I was writing the article this morning, my preview, and it was plus 105. And by the time I went to go publish it, it was minus 125, which indicates that there was probably some big news coming out. This is the line movement there is probably a little bigger than maybe just smart money moving that line. So there I am messaging David Alter, who covers the Leafs, messaging him while he's in Vegas. I'm like, you know anything about what's going on here? He's like, we're just getting up in Vegas, so please leave me alone. But no, like, I thought it'd be a Leonard thing. I thought because Alex Martinez just got put on COVID, so I thought something would be coming off of that. But no, nothing really seems to be there right now. I mean, the Knights are just finishing up their skate, I think, right now, so we could learn a bit more after a brief after that. But as of now, it just looks like solid live movement to the Leafs, and I like it. I do like the Leafs. Going into that game versus Colorado, that was such a good spot for Colorado. I mean, they spotted them three early, but look what happened with Toronto. I mean, their lines were in a blender, first off. That was the worst part of that. The second line was just awful with Mikhaev, Tavares, and Nylander. Thank God they'll be back together with Kerfoot tonight. But the lines were in a blender. This was the first actual real road trip that this team's taken. They've been pampered literally being at home for so long and the road trips being so short with just Minnesota and Edmonton for one game. So they had that going for them. And let's not forget, Colorado is by far the hands-down best team in hockey. They're plus 145 to win everything right now, which is quite a bit of difference from Florida sitting at plus 700. So the tier is huge. And this is a team even without good goaltending. So if they ever get that, like, this could be one of the best teams maybe since Detroit. I mean, and that's saying a lot with how good Tampa Bay's been.
By the way, okay, off topic for a quick second. If you can pick one player, and this is only for what happens in the postseason, is there any player that moves the needle in the NHL playoffs like the health of Andre Vasilevsky when you look at what Tampa they are against the spread with and without Vasilevsky?
No, it's insane. Like, I won 10-1 bets last year just betting every elimination game that he would get a shutout. I won it twice. He had three shutouts in elimination games. I think he lost two of them, but in three games he won, there were shutouts. He just steals everything. Like, I'll put Jack Campbell as the number two goalie in this league right now. But I think the division between them is just as big as the division versus Colorado and the rest of the league. He's the best there is right now. He's even better at home. His experience in the playoffs is second to none. So the road definitely goes through him this year again.
going back to the Leafs line move, my first thought was, is there going to be a mysterious return of Mitch Marner? And, you know, is there anything there? Like, and we have no idea. We're still kind of waiting. And the Alex Martinez being out for Vegas, that's not enough to move the line. Like, how significant for people that are just getting into betting, and you hear numbers, but sometimes it needs to be put into context. For the line to move from the Leafs were at plus 105 to minus 125, how big of a move is that?
The move is significant, but the speed in which it moved is just as significant. When we see good money, sharp money, smart money come in on a bet, especially in hockey, we see the line move, the price of the money line move in increments of 5, maybe in increments of 10, but we don't see it move at 20 points. So right. A good rule of thumb when we're looking at hockey here, we do about 20 points for home ice advantage. So the difference between going home and away is 40 points, right? So this line movement of, what, 35 points would be, Marner wouldn't move this 35 points. Marner, you might give 10 points at the most. A goalie situation, that's where I was. I thought maybe because Laurent Brossoit was questionable in the other game, so his availability for tonight is still questionable. So if Robin Leonard was out tonight, which he still might could be, because he was dealing with that upper body injury and he's only played 2 games since returning, then going to the backup here, which I think is Logan Thompson, that would move the line significantly. And that's what I was looking for. But so far, that hasn't come to fruition. So I really don't have an idea of why this line is moving. And I don't know. If they came into the backup goaltending right now, that would make a lot more sense.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, for me, again, joined by Josh English from covers.com and, you know, covers, you know, hockey and baseball and football, but certainly with a line on the Toronto Maple Leafs. I like the Leafs even at minus 125. I like it more at plus 105, whatever. And I think I'm going to take the under just because no Max Pacioretty, that hurts the offense for Vegas. And also after what the Leafs did in the third period against Colorado, I expect everyone to be on their best behavior.
That's a really good point, how well they bounced back from that game. But you're looking at the previous matchup, that was the Toronto 4-0 win. I think they closed at minus 200 on the money line. There was no Pacioretty, there was no Stone, there was no William Karlsson. They were missing a lot of players in that situation, too. And I know you were talking about the Leafs not beating good teams. That was one of the teams they beat, and they were shorthanded. Vegas was shorthanded. And the 8-3 beating versus Colorado was versus Jonas Johansson in net, too. So
yep.
They've even beaten fewer good teams with good goaltend.
Okay,
yeah,
so
going back to this Toronto price, I'm on Toronto here. I really like the fact the cash is jumping up on this top line right now, which allows Kerfoot back to the second line. And now we can have Tavares, Nylander, and Kerfoot back together. I mean, the bottom six are still up in the air as who's playing where. Comps playing with Simmons, and I think Richie's been put on the fourth line. So this will be another really top two-line heavy approach, hopefully, from Toronto. And Kerfoot back on the second line, which Tavares and Nylander is big after they pulled a dud the other day. So I am on Toronto here. I am on Toronto team total over 3. If you can't get the 3.5 is available, put plus 120. This Las Vegas team is not good defensively or even in net. Their bottom third pairing, they've had so many defensemen go in and out of the lineup. They have a very weak bottom third right now on the defense. And out of all the top 5 or the top 15 teams in point percentage, Las Vegas has the second worst goals against, right behind Minnesota. So this team isn't winning close games. And they're just coming off that game versus Flower, which was probably a big game for both teams. And that was a game that Marc-Andre Fleury won 2-1, basically. So there's a little letdown coming off that game. Toronto coming back big after a terrible third period. And as you heard in your clip earlier with Spezza talking about learning from it, and it seems like every time the Leafs get beat down pretty good, Father Keefe is there to say nice things in their losses, but always hard on them in their wins. So I don't think they'll be feeling too bad. They'll finish this up. This road trip continues. Love the Leafs money line today. We probably won't see it at this price until April, till their later games versus like Tampa Bay or Florida.
Let's go there. And okay, so then, so you like the team total for the Leafs and Leafs on the money line for tonight's game. So big picture, where do the Leafs stand? And I talked about it before. You might have heard it, so I'll say it real super-duper quick. Third in the NHL in points percentage. Fourth in goal differential. That's fantastic. Yet they have, you know, they've got to face Carolina two more times. They lost to Carolina earlier this year. They've yet to play Florida. They got Tampa twice, Washington three times, Nashville, Minnesota, and Pittsburgh once each. So it's like they've got a great points percentage, but they've avoided a lot of the great teams, and their record against the top 11 teams is 5 wins, 7 losses. And as you mentioned, that win against Vegas, that was an undermanned team. That win against Colorado, that was against even worse goaltending than they have now. How do you view them big picture?
Big picture in the East, it's so difficult to figure out what's going to happen. I mean, you probably have to give the edge to Tampa Bay just because of experience. Obviously, coming back to back. But then you could also get into the point that maybe they've played too much hockey over the time. How well can Vasilevsky hold up? Is Nikita Kucherov going to be there for the whole stretch going into the playoffs, or are they going to have to bury him again? And then you have teams like the Pittsburgh Penguins, who have quietly been like the fifth best team in hockey since the beginning of November. There are so many good teams in the East. It's going to be a coin flip. It's going to come down to who's healthy at the right time. I think on any given day, any of those teams can beat each other. So at this point, as a bettor, it's probably just trying to find out who has the highest odds and maybe just taking some shots at those teams. That's why maybe I don't love getting in on the Leafs outrights right now where they
sit. No.
Yeah, I bought some shares of the Pittsburgh Penguins last weekend. I don't know. It's such a hypothetical, and I'm sure that's why you brought it up, Matthew, but there is real no way to judge it right now. As we see Florida and Tampa Bay going back and forth, we don't see an edge between those two teams. Whoever comes out of the East is probably going to be so beaten up. It could just be a cakewalk for Colorado in the finals.
It's just so annoying. And by the way, this happens in all sports. In the NBA, being in the West, for so long, and we see it now in the NHL. Leafs from the West, and they would be one of the more favorites to get through it all. And so, yes, Josh, I agree with you. Be very careful betting on Eastern team futures because it is a coin flip. Maybe avoid the Leafs big picture, but bet them tonight. Follow the man on Twitter, @covers_Josh. Read his work at covers.com. Josh, good luck with the game tonight. Fascinating one. Always appreciate when you join the show.
I appreciate it, Matthew. Thanks, Austin. Andre Kasha, anytime goal prop, sitting at +350 right now, too. He'll be on the top line with Matthews. And Matthews to score two, sitting at +600. So, I don't know. Ooh. I think there's a ton of value in Kasha right now.
Okay, Kasha and the Matthews one. Yeah, Kasha is back, and he's listen, you're on a line with Matthews. You're going to get open opportunities. It's a good bet. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. You guys take care. Thanks.
You as well. That is Josh Inglis from covers.com.